All right, let's jump right in. Ready for a deep dive into Namibia for some incredible photography?
Oh, absolutely.
I am so excited for this one. We're using Where to Go Namibia as our guide,
Yeah.
and they have laid out some pretty spectacular spots.
It's really more than just your typical desert landscapes, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Namibia's got a lot more going for it.
Okay.
Diverse environments,
Yeah.
which is, you know, any photographer's dream.
Oh, okay. So, where are we starting?
Let's kick things off with Sauces Flay.
Okay.
Those iconic red dunes, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's just one of those places, like you see pictures and you're like,
Yeah.
I gotta photograph
Oh,
this. The
100%.
light there is just, especially during golden hour,
Yeah.
which is, you know, that magical time just after sunrise or before sunset,
Right.
creates these long shadows,
Oh, yeah.
warm light,
Yeah.
really makes the dunes just glow. Photographer's dream come true, honestly.
It's like those pictures you see that look too perfect to be real. And then you're like, oh,
It's a real
that's
place.
a real place.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Dead Flay.
Oh, yes.
This is right next to Sauces Flay,
Yeah,
right?
it's right there. And
And it's surreal.
it is surreal.
Surreal.
You got those like skeletal
Oh.
camel thorn trees, hundreds of years old, against that backdrop of the
Like bright white
bright white clay pan.
clay pan.
Stark contrast. Like, what lens would you even
I was
use?
going to ask, what lens?
Oh, man.
I'm picturing it. What do I need?
Definitely a wide angle lens
Okay.
to get that scale
Yeah.
of the pan
Yeah.
and the drama,
Yeah.
and then
Okay.
polarizing filter
Okay.
that can really help like cut down on the glare,
Right.
make the colors
Oh,
pop.
I can picture it
Yeah.
already. Like, I can see the picture. Amazing.
See, this is why I love photography.
Okay, Etosha National Park. I have heard so much.
Oh, yeah.
For wildlife photography.
It's the place to be in Africa, honestly, especially for wildlife. That salt pan
Yeah.
provides just this like stark, almost minimalist
Oh,
backdrop,
okay.
especially during the dry season. Imagine elephants,
Yeah.
giraffes, like silhouetted against that,
Oh, yeah.
like as the sun's setting.
Wow. Okay. I've also heard some photographers prefer
Oh, interesting.
the wet season in Etosha
Okay.
because you get like those dramatic storms
Oh,
and stuff.
I can see that.
You've never shot there in the wet season?
No, not yet.
Okay.
It's on the list, though. I can
Yeah.
imagine the challenge
Yeah.
trying to capture like a lightning strike
Yeah.
over the pit. Tripod?
Tripod?
A long exposure,
All
definitely.
right.
And the wildlife, I bet it'd be harder to spot
Yeah.
with all the foliage and everything.
Yeah, but think of the behavior you could get.
Oh, yeah. Unique behaviors, for
Okay,
sure.
that's on my list. Etosha wet season. Okay, let's go to a completely different vibe now. Skeleton Coast.
Ooh.
Even the name.
Oh, it's ominous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it lives up to the name, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Remote, wild
All
coastline,
right.
shipwrecks
Wow.
scattered along the shore. You can really feel that sense of isolation,
Yeah.
the power of nature there.
Oh, okay, so it's incredible but daunting.
It can't be, yeah.
What are our photo tips for this kind of environment?
Okay, so number one, pack a neutral density filter.
Okay.
All right. That bright light reflecting off the sand and
Yeah.
ocean
Yeah.
can be tough. But an ND filter
Yeah.
will help you control that exposure.
Right.
And you can get some really dramatic,
Yeah.
long exposure shots
Yes.
of the waves crashing.
I see it. I see it. Okay, and there's desert adapted wildlife here, right?
Oh, you might see some desert adapted lions
Oh my goodness.
or elephants.
Wow.
They're pretty rare.
Yeah.
Capturing that would be,
A challenge.
oh, the reward though.
Yes, but the challenge.
Telephoto lens
Okay.
with a fast aperture.
Yes.
Something like a 7200 millimeter f/2.8.
Yeah.
Capture the details,
Yes. Yeah.
isolate the animals from the background.
That would be the shot.
Yeah.
Okay, inland now.
Okay.
Damaraland.
Oh, yeah.
Completely different.
Rugged.
Yeah, mountains and rock formations.
The Damaraland is all about texture and patterns, honestly.
Okay.
You have those incredible rock formations like Spixkop.
Spitzka.
Massive granite dome
Wow.
rises out of the desert.
It just sounds perfect for landscape photography.
Oh, it is. It is. Think leading lines,
Okay.
like the dry riverbeds, the patterns in the rocks
Right.
to draw the viewer's eye.
Yeah.
And Damaraland's known for its low light pollution.
Oh, right.
Starry nightscapes.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. Okay. Swakopmund. This is coastal,
It
right?
is coastal, yeah.
But it also has that desert backdrop.
That's what makes it so fascinating, right? It's like
Yes.
this blend of cultures and landscapes.
Right.
You got the German colonial architecture
Oh, wow.
set against the vastness of the Namib Desert. And then the ocean right there, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Playground for photographers, honestly.
Okay, so many subjects. Where do I even begin?
Oh, I would start by exploring the town itself.
Okay.
Look for, like, interesting ways to frame the colonial buildings against the desert landscape.
Right.
You could also capture details, like the textures, the patterns in the architecture.
I like it.
And then, of course, the dunes.
Right.
Just outside of town.
Right.
Endless possibilities.
Oh, yeah.
For compositions.
Okay, so we've got the man-made and the natural. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Teufelsfontein.
Ah, yeah.
What is this all about?
This is a UNESCO World Heritage Site.
Okay.
And for good reason.
Okay.
Thousands.
Wow.
Of ancient rock engravings.
What?
Some are over 6,000 years old.
No way.
Imagine capturing, like, the intricate details of those engravings.
Oh, wow.
Etched into the red sandstone.
Yeah.
The late afternoon light is, like, especially beautiful there.
Okay.
Casts long shadows, highlights the textures. You might want to consider a macro lens.
Oh, yeah.
For those close-up details.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, last one on the list, and it looks like a complete contrast from what we've been talking about. Caprivi Strip.
Oh, yeah.
This is lush, green.
It is. So Caprivi Strip, it's in the northeast of Namibia.
Right.
And it's incredibly lush and green. You got rivers, wetlands.
Wow.
Abundance of wildlife, bird life.
Oh my gosh.
It's a haven for nature photographers.
I bet.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are the opportunities here that we should be looking out for?
Okay, Zambezi River.
Yeah.
Must visit. Imagine a sunset cruise.
Yeah.
Hippos and crocodiles.
Right.
In the foreground. Vibrant sky reflected in the water. You need telephoto lens.
Right.
Fast shutter speed.
To freeze the action.
Freeze the action. Yeah. Sharp images.
Yes. Okay. I can see it. Okay.
Right.
Last one.
Okay.
Kolmanskop Ghost Town. Ooh. This sounds spooky.
It's fascinating and spooky. It's a former diamond mining town.
Okay.
That's being slowly, like, swallowed by the desert.
Really?
The sand dunes are literally filling the buildings.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's eerie.
Yeah.
Almost surreal.
Oh, wow. So, like, abandoned place, photographer's dream?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Think about playing with light and shadow.
Yeah.
You know, beams of light.
Yeah.
Streaming through broken windows.
Yes.
Highlighting the texture of, like, the peeling paint.
No.
The sand piling up.
Oh, it's giving me chills, but it's so cool.
It is.
Okay. Everyone out?
We could talk about this forever.
I know. We'll have to save the rest of these details for later.
Yeah, let's let our listeners absorb this.
Yeah.
All these amazing locations.
And then when we come back, we'll get into how to actually take these pictures.
Yes, the tips and the techniques.
The nitty gritty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Now it's time to actually, like, figure out how we're going to get these amazing pictures.
Yes. Dreaming about it's one thing, but actually getting there and taking those award-winning photos, what do we got to do?
What do we got to do? Oh, okay.
What are the practical things?
Well, lenses, first of all.
Yeah.
Packing a variety of lenses is crucial.
Okay.
So you'll need a wide-angle lens.
Yeah.
For those sweeping landscapes like Sossusvlei.
Right, right.
Etosha.
Makes sense.
Telephoto lens is essential for wildlife.
Right.
Especially if you're after those, like desert-adapted lions or elephants.
On the skeleton coast?
Skeleton coast, yeah.
Okay, so wide-angle, telephoto, anything else?
A macro lens would be a great addition, too.
Okay.
For Teufelsfontein.
Right.
For those rock engravings.
Okay, yeah.
Get those details. And don't forget about filters.
Filters, yeah.
So important. A polarizing filter.
Right.
To reduce glare, enhance colors, especially in those bright desert conditions.
Yes, yes, yes.
And a neutral density filter
right.
can be a lifesaver for long exposures.
Right.
Like
the waves on Skeleton Coast?
The waves crashing on the Skeleton Coast, exactly.
Yep. Okay, so we've got lenses and filters down.
Check.
What about settings?
Settings are key, especially when you're dealing with challenging light. Like, let's say you're shooting those silhouettes at sunset in Etosha.
Right.
Fast shutter speed.
Okay.
To freeze the animals.
Right.
Don't be afraid to play around with aperture, you know, to control your depth of field.
Yeah, you mentioned Etosha at sunset.
Yeah.
And that reminded me where Tugo Namibia really emphasizes the golden hour.
The golden hour.
Nightclubs.
It's just magical, isn't it?
It is. It is.
It's that time just after sunrise and before sunset when the light is just, like, so soft.
Perfect.
Warm and perfect. And in Namibia, it's even more special.
Yeah.
The light just brings out the colors.
Yeah.
And the textures.
Of those landscapes.
Or the landscapes.
Okay, so set those alarm clocks early.
Early.
And be prepared for some late nights.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to get the shots.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And speaking of timing, the time of year you visit is important, too.
Right.
Dry season, which runs from May to October.
Okay.
Generally best for wildlife.
Okay.
Because the animals are all congregating around water holes.
Makes sense. But the wet season.
Oh, the wet season.
Could be cool, too, right?
It's not off the table, no.
Yeah.
The wet season can offer some really unique opportunities.
Yeah.
I mean, the landscapes are lush and green. You might even catch some of those dramatic storms rolling across the salt pans.
How cool.
It just depends on the kind of photos you're after.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Where to Go Namibia also talks about working with local guides, especially for wildlife photography.
Oh, that can make all the difference,
yeah.
Honestly. They know the area.
Yeah.
They understand the animal behavior.
Yeah.
And they can really help you.
Get those shots.
Get those shots.
While also respecting the wildlife.
Respecting the wildlife, yeah. That's key.
Where to Go Namibia also mentioned ethical photography.
Oh, yeah.
In general.
Yeah.
So could you tell us a little bit about that? What does that even mean?
So ethical photography is all about minimizing our impact.
Okay.
On the environment.
Right.
Respecting the animals.
Yeah.
The local communities.
Right.
It means keeping a safe distance.
Okay.
From wildlife.
Yeah.
Not disturbing their natural behavior.
Right.
And just being mindful.
Of your surroundings.
Of your surroundings.
Yeah.
Like, don't trample delicate vegetation or leave trash behind.
So it's not just about getting the perfect shot.
I mean,
it's about being a responsible visitor.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, composition.
Okay, composition. This is a big one.
This is the big one. So Namibia's landscapes.
Yeah.
They're vast and dramatic.
Right.
Which can make it tough. Like, where do I even start?
I was going to say, that's something I struggle with, especially for landscapes.
Yeah.
I'm overwhelmed.
I get it. So first of all, slow down.
Okay.
Breathe. Take in the scene.
Okay.
Look for natural elements.
Okay.
That can help guide the viewer's eye.
Yeah.
And create depth in your photos. Things like leading lines.
Yeah.
Like those dry riverbeds.
Right, right.
The patterns in the rocks.
Okay.
Those can be so effective.
So we're using the natural features.
Yeah.
To actually guide the eye through the photograph.
Yes, okay. Yes. And don't be afraid to experiment.
Okay.
With different angles.
Yeah.
Perspectives. Get low to the ground.
Right.
Emphasize the foreground.
Okay.
Climb to a higher vantage point.
Yeah.
Capture a wider view. And remember, the power of negative space.
Negative space.
Sometimes leaving a big chunk of the frame empty can enhance.
The impact. Okay, negative space. Explain that for someone like me who doesn't.
Yeah, so think of it like this. Negative space gives your subject room to breathe.
Okay.
It allows the viewer to focus on the main element.
Right.
And in landscapes, it can really create that sense of vastness.
Oh, okay.
Serenity.
Okay, so Namibia would be a good place.
Oh, perfect place.
To practice negative space.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, great tip. Great tip. And of course, post-processing.
Oh, post-processing. That's a whole other
can of worms. Yeah.
Can of worms.
Everyone does it differently. What's your take?
So I believe in enhancing the natural beauty.
Okay.
Not altering it completely.
Right.
So subtle adjustments to brightness, contrast, saturation can bring out the best.
Yeah.
I generally avoid like heavy filters or anything that makes it look unrealistic.
We're not trying to create a fantasy world.
Okay.
We're trying to enhance what's already there.
Yes, exactly. And remember, the best camera is the one you have with you.
Right.
Doesn't matter if it's a DSLR or your phone.
It's about getting out there.
Get out there.
Experimenting and having fun.
Experiment and have fun, yeah.
Okay, before we finish up this part, I want to touch on something else. Where to Go Namibia really emphasized storytelling through photography.
Oh, yes.
What do they mean by that?
It's not just about taking pretty pictures.
Right.
It's about capturing a moment.
Yeah.
A feeling.
Okay.
A story.
Yeah.
Think about, like, before you even lift your camera, what do you want to convey?
Oh, wow.
What emotions do you want to evoke? What message do you want to share?
It's about going beyond the surface.
Yes.
And finding that meaning.
Finding that meaning. And that's the magic.
The deeper meaning. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Welcome back to our final part.
Yes. Part three.
Of our Namibian photography adventure.
I know.
I feel like we've covered so much already.
We have.
But there's even more.
There's always more.
We talked locations. We talked gear. We talked the ethics of it all.
Yeah.
But where to go Namibia also kind of points us to some hidden gems.
Oh, I love hidden gems.
That are maybe a little more off the beaten path.
You know, sometimes, like, those are the most captivating pictures.
Yeah.
Come from those places.
Oh, yeah.
Where not everybody's been.
I like that.
It's like you're discovering a secret.
Yeah. Okay, so first on the hidden gem list, Fish River Canyon.
Oh, yes.
Second largest canyon.
In the world.
In the world.
That's huge.
It's huge. I can only imagine.
Oh, yeah.
What you could capture there.
Think panoramic views.
Yeah.
Overlooking this chasm.
Right.
Stretching for miles.
Wow.
The way the light plays on the rock faces, especially at sunrise and sunset.
Right.
Breathtaking.
They also mention hiking the Fish River Trail.
Oh, yeah.
And that sounds...
Oh, that would be a challenge.
Challenging, but so rewarding.
But imagine the perspectives mm-hmm. you'd get from within the canyon itself. Looking up.
Oh, yeah. You get
those rock formations.
Oh, wide angle.
Oh, wide angle, for sure.
Okay.
To get that scale.
Right, right.
And grandeur. And don't forget a tripod.
Tripod, yeah.
Those low light conditions.
Oh, always a good idea.
Always a good idea.
For landscapes.
Yeah.
Especially if you're doing those long exposures.
Oh, yeah.
Milky Way over the canyon.
I mean, can you imagine?
Okay, speaking of unique perspectives.
Yeah.
Where Tugo Namibia really highlights aerial photography in Namibia.
Oh, yeah.
What are we getting up in the air to see?
I mean, you could get the vastness of the Namib Desert, those endless stretches of sand dunes,
right.
The intricate patterns of the salt pans, like a giant abstract painting.
Yeah.
And then the skeleton coast.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Shipwrecks.
Great.
I mean, it's just incredible.
So aerial photography, do you need special equipment?
Well, if you're serious about it,
yeah.
A drone would be ideal.
Okay.
But even from a small plane
right.
or helicopter, you can get some incredible shots.
Yeah.
Key is fast shutter speed.
Okay.
Avoid blurry photos.
Right.
Pay attention to your composition.
Yeah, yeah.
Look for those interesting patterns.
Okay.
Lines, shapes.
Created by the landscape below.
Yeah.
Okay, and we got to talk about the night sky.
Oh, the night sky.
Where Tugo Namibia mentions Damaraland specifically
yes.
as like a prime location.
Prime location.
For astrophotography.
The Milky Way.
The Milky Way. Okay, what lens and settings are we thinking about for the Milky Way?
A wide angle lens, fast aperture, something like a 14 millimeter
sure.
f2.8.
Yeah. Okay.
Sturdy tripod.
Yes.
Is essential.
For sure.
To keep everything still.
Right, right.
For those long exposures.
Yeah.
And for your settings, start with a high ISO.
Okay.
Around 3200 or higher.
Okay.
And then experiment with exposure times between 15 and 30 seconds.
Okay, great, great tips, great tips. So we've covered the hidden gems, Fish River Canyon,
yep.
aerial photography, and even astrophotography. But I'm curious, is there a particular location or experience in Namibia that like stands out to you?
It's tough.
I know, there's so much.
There's so much, but I will say the idea of capturing that contrast between
yeah.
Swakopmund's colonial architecture.
Yes.
Against that vast desert landscape.
Oh, with it.
Like the juxtaposition
yeah.
of cultures and history.
I know.
Like there's a story there.
And a story there.
Waiting to be told.
Oh, for sure.
Through photography.
For me, I think it's Kalmanskop.
Oh, yeah.
It's just that haunting beauty.
I know.
That really gets me. And it's a reminder of, you know, the power of nature.
Yeah.
And how temporary we are.
It is.
Like, whoa.
It makes you think, doesn't it?
It does. It does. So we're both drawn to these places where nature and human history kind of
collide.
Collide, yeah.
And that's the beauty of Namibia, isn't it?
I think so.
It offers just endless inspiration for photographers, no matter what you're drawn to.
Yeah. And on that note, that wraps up our deep dive.
Oh, wow. Here we are at the end.
Into Namibia.
Yeah.
And Namibia's top photography spots.
It went by so fast.
I know. I know. We covered everything from landscapes to wildlife to hidden gems.
We did it.
We did it.
We gave some tips.
We gave some tips.
And hopefully inspired some people.
Yeah. So remember, photography is more than just pressing a button.
Oh, it's so much more.
It's about capturing a moment.
A feeling.
A feeling, a story. Let Namibia's beauty
oh, yeah.
inspire you. And, you know, maybe you'll even discover a hidden gem of your own to share.
I love it.
Okay. Thanks for joining us.
Yes. Thank you, everyone.
We hope you're feeling inspired
yeah.
to grab your camera.
And get out there.
And start exploring.
Explore.
Happy shooting.
Happy shooting, everyone.